Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of my veins, the life inside of my body.
Hello, everyone. This is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio. And the program is Kingdom Keys, Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. We are here again by grace of God, and I hope you are doing great today. Let's go ahead and begin. Father, we bless you, Lord. We thank you for sending your Son. You love us so much. You sent him to come and die for us. We thank you for your spirit. We are here today. Thank you for loving us so much. We bless you, God. Father, we are here. Teach us in the name of Jesus. We commit everyone today into your hands. We are here, Lord. We need you in our life. We want to know you. We want to grow in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I have been talking about the essence of teaching. And I just wanted to go into this feeling teaching the Ethiopian eunuch. And I've seen that hopefully we will be able to see why we need somebody to help us. There are some areas we may not have the teaching. Somebody else might just be sent by God to reach us. Hallelujah. So I hope you got the idea there. Okay. So we are going to go from to the book of Acts, and from there we'll see what God will tell us. We are going to read Acts chapter 8. Okay, from verse 26. Now, an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go towards the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopian, who had charge of all her treasury, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, and was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet." Verse 29. "Then the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go near and overtake this chariot.' So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, 'Do you understand what you are reading?' Verse 31. And he said, 'How can I, unless someone guides me?' And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. Verse 32. The place in the scripture which he read was this: 'He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth.'" Verse 33. This is quote and unquote from the book of Isaiah 53. That is the book of Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7 and 8. That's what I'm reading here now. That is a quote taken from the book of Isaiah in this book of Acts. And that is what Philip was reading. Okay? And he said, "In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." Verse 34. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or the man?" Good question. Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at the scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water here. What hindered me from being baptized?" Verse 37. Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Verse 38. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Verse 39. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities did he come to Caesarea? Wow, wow. That's awesome. You see, this is a man. There was no New Testament. You can believe that the book of Isaiah alone can even lead somebody to Christ. He has no idea of Christ. And he had somebody who God sent. But before we go in detail to what the Lord is going to help us today, let's see a background of who is Philip. Now, if you rewind back to the book of Acts, chapter 6, the book of Acts, chapter 6, now I'm going to read from verse 1. Now, in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then, that is verse 2 now, then the 12 summoned the multitude of disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. At least there should be people whose ministry will just be their giving food, giving resources to others while we minister the word of God. Verse 3. He said, therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Verse 5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And they had prayed, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. Look at the next verse. It's amazing. Then the word of God spread. See, God, before you know it, God has a plan. Now we are talking about here. They are talking about these women were being neglected. You see, in the daily distribution. Now they are setting up 7 people of high caliber, people that fear God, the people that are full of the Holy Spirit. They chose 7, but knowing that these 7, they are going to just spread the word of God. It's amazing. See, so these men were conferred with the responsibility of carry out the ministry of serving. These are men of good reputation because they were full of the Holy Spirit. So they had Philip as one of them. And Philip turned Samaria upside down. Now, when you go to the fast forward now to chapter 8. Most of the time, the headings, the people who wrote this book, sometimes they put headings or titles. Sometimes it doesn't reflect, except you check other translations, you will see. Now, when you go to the chapter 8 of that book of Acts, when you read from verse 9, you will see that Philip in Samaria. Okay? Philip was in Samaria, and that is where he preached. Now, but there was, I'm going to read from verse 9, but there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished, from verse 4, Christ is preached in Samaria, that is Philip and Samaria, verse 4. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word of God. Those who were scattered. See, sometimes it was negative. Sometimes we call it, oh, disunity, this and that. But sometimes God turns foolish, use foolish things. So now you see from verse 4, it said, therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Verse 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. He went to the city, not like he went to just a neighborhood or to a small place like that. But he went, this was the scripture is saying, he said he went to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitude with one accord heeded the things, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. I mean, the Lord was with this guy. He said, for unclean spirit, crying with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. It's amazing. Hallelujah. And there was great joy in that city. Drove out the Satan from that city, clean up that city. He said, and there was great joy in that city. Hallelujah. Now, from there, from verse 9, you will see he's dealing with the Simon the sorcerer. Now, immediately after that, we are talking about the being sent to the Ethiopian official. Can you imagine a man who just preached to a whole city? Now, there is going to be a test to you to be sent to an individual. Then you start asking yourself, but I preached to millions. Now, how can God send me to Brother Joe or Brother Joseph or Sister Mary, whoever the name was? Then you begin to ask yourself, am I hearing from God? No, it shouldn't be God. See, but this is what God is saying. See? It's amazing. Just so amazing. The Lord led Philip right to a man who was reading some of the classic Old Testament scriptures. And the man was wondering who the prophet was speaking of. There could not have been a better situation for witnessing about Jesus. See, it is wonderful when the Holy Spirit leads us into a situation like this, where his guidance is so obvious. Hallelujah. Now, it is just as true that the Lord will lead us to speak to those who are not, because he loves them too. We may not always be led to people like this eunuch, but that does not mean that the Lord has not directed us to speak to them. So the Lord will always lead us to all kinds of people. It doesn't matter. Okay? So, verse 26 says, go south. That is, go down from Jerusalem to Gaza. And this is what? Desert. So this road descended from Jerusalem to Gaza, southwest of what? Jerusalem, near the Mediterranean coast of Palestine. Gaza was the last settlement before the desert wasteland stretching to Egypt. This was the road most travelers took to Africa. So God had a divine appointment for Philip to meet the Ethiopian eunuch. The gospel took a leap from the Samaritans to the Samaritans to the ends of the earth, in this case, Africa. You know, we see that chapter 1, verse 8 of Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Okay? So, Philip arose. He obeyed. You see, compare Philip's response with the unquestioning obedience of Abraham, like we saw in Genesis chapter 22, verse 3. You see, faith in God means being ready to move without explanation. Now, what? How about the Ethiopian eunuch? The scripture said is a man of great authority. Technically, a eunuch is a man who has been emasculated. However, by the first century, the term had become a government title used for important military and political officials. Now, the ancient kingdom of Ethiopia was ruled by Queen Candace, that is the queen mother of Candace, who ruled on behalf of her son. King was considered the child of the sun. He was too holy to become involved in secular affairs. Therefore, his mother took over the responsibility. Now, the eunuch in this passage we just read, that is Acts chapter 8 from verse 26 down, the eunuch was the minister of finance. And that is a very prominent position in the Ethiopian regime. He was responsible for distributing the funds, that is the finances of the treasury, based on the desires of the queen mother. And this guy had come to Jerusalem to worship. So, many converts was made to him. So we see that he had come, which means he has been seeking the law, but he was also humble. This man was not only seeking the law, but he was also humble. This man was teachable, even though he was a man of great authority. Now, the Lord led Philip to a man who was reading some of the old classic Old Testament. So, by comparing this verse with the passage in Isaiah from which it was quoted, it is easy to see that Jesus was the main theme of this passage. Now, without hesitation, this official was very ready to give his life to Jesus. And we saw verse 35, it said that Philip opened his mouth, and beginning at this scripture, he preached the gospel to Philip, I mean to the Ethiopian eunuch. We don't know of the exact name of this official. All we can say it was a eunuch, when we talk of eunuchs, so some of these people, some of them were castrated, and some of them are born like that, and some of them they became like that. So it's possible we don't know what type of eunuch this was. Okay, we have no idea what type of eunuch was, but what we can, he could be castrated, and he could have been maybe from birth. So. So they Philip preached Jesus, and we see that he needed a guidance. Yeah, this is what I was looking for. Verse 31, and he said, "How can I unless someone guide me?" You see, somebody like a teacher, like a pastor, like a bishop, like a Sunday school teacher, like a mentor. You see, will guide us, okay? So he said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He said, "This question indicates the diligence that is required in the study of Scripture. We require diligence. Now, the Spirit of God does not eliminate the need for human teachers or diligent study. The Spirit is not given to make needless or not useful, not important, but to make study effective. So the Spirit of God will enable us to retain, to study. It will strengthen us to be alert, and so on and so forth. We need the Spirit of God for everything. To send somebody to us, to enable us to receive, to strengthen us while we are being taught, to be humble. Of what use when somebody comes to us, we are kind of nasty, we don't want to listen, we are rude, we think we are big, we are of big officials, so we don't need Christ, we don't need the gospel. But this guy was humble, and he demonstrated the diligence, the determination to study, and he was ready to receive. So he was seeking. No wonder that the Lord sent a great man, Philip, come up, finish up what he was willing to receive. So, and this man, this is so important, this man returned, came a missionary to his own people. So he himself also went ahead and spread the scripture around the area. And I'm told that those areas today still remains a Christian nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So having heard the message of Christ's sacrifice for sin, the eunuch responded to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. So we thank God for that. And he was cut away into the air. That is, Phyllis was taken away into the air. So we see that when you read, my time is up, completely up. It says, so he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him, verse 39. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities he came to Caesarea. So Philip, great teacher, great mentor, and a man full of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And God using mightily to teach and to evangelize many cities. Hallelujah. I hope God bless you. See you next time. God bless.